Welcome to the Femi Pod. These conversations are for women runners that go beyond running. Brought to you by your Femi founders, Lydia O'Donnell and Esther Kewen. Oh, welcome back to the Femi Pod. It has been a long time coming. We've been offline for a wee while, but we're back. And of course, I have my bestie Est with me here today. Est, how are you?
Oh, I'm really good, thanks, Lids. How are you? I'm excited to be back finally. How are you going?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm stoked to be back. I feel like it's been a long time. I think 6 months since we, maybe even longer, last updated the podcast, and there's been a lot going on since then, so it's pretty wild to be back here recording again. We always kind of like knew we were going to come back, but we didn't have a real plan about when that was going to come. Both Esther and I just love recording the podcast each week, and we love keeping everyone up to date with what's going on at Femi, and obviously also just bringing credible education to light for you all through the pod. So we love it and we have missed it. So it's really nice to be here with you all.
Yay. Yeah. So excited to be back. Yeah, we had a pretty decent break, but got some cool news to share with you all.
We have. We've got heaps to fill you in on, as you can probably imagine. 6 months is a long time. It's a lot of K's and it's a lot of hard work and it's a lot of progress. So there's plenty more to come. We thought today we'd just give you a bit of an update around what we have been up to, more from a running perspective, and what we've been building in the background over the last 6 months. I'm sure many of you are well aware of what has been built in the Femi app, which is super exciting. And yeah, kind of just get you back up to speed with what you've missed out on over the last wee while.
Sounds good.
So Est, I don't know about you, but for me, I was really looking forward to the start of this year because I found 2024 like quite challenging. I had so much going on in my own personal life last year, and just like challenge after challenge really arose, particularly over the last 6 months of 2024. So I was just like so stoked to come into 2025 with like fresh energy and, I don't know, new goals, intentions, focuses, and kind of just like start looking forward again. The last 6 months of 2024, I was back home in Aotearoa in New Zealand with my family. My dad's health has been crumbling for a long time. He is an absolute fighter and he's done so amazing over the last few years, but particularly at the end of last year, it wasn't great. So I spent a lot of last year back in New Zealand and it wasn't necessarily my plan to be there. And I never really planned on moving back home, but it was what it was for a while. And because my focus was heavily on my family and what was going on there alongside Femi, running kind of fell off the bandwagon slightly. I was still training, definitely like consistent in my training, but I wasn't focused on it in a way that I usually would be. I didn't really focus on any races after May last year. I didn't race again for the entire year, which is pretty crazy to think, because I do remember at the start of 2024 having this conversation with you and saying, I'm going to race more this year and I'm going to sign up to races every weekend and just like go and get amongst it. So if you're sitting there listening and you listened to that episode last year, you're probably laughing with me, but I didn't quite fulfill that mission last year. So I'm really excited this year to actually kind of be back and really setting some big goals for myself in terms of my running this year. Yeah, I have been running pretty consistently all through 2024, but not a lot of intensity. And then over the last probably 6 weeks or so, I've kind of picked up the intensity and started to train a lot more seriously in order to reach the goals that I've set out in front of me. And I'm calling 2025 the year of the half marathon. I think there are so many exciting 21.1 kilometer races in the calendar this year, including the Nike After Dark Tour Sydney, which you may have seen the race from Nike launch in the last couple of weeks. That is a really exciting race that's going to be happening here in Australia and then going global from there as well. So really stoked to be part of that. I'm going to race Ballarat Half Marathon at the end of April, Then I'm planning on heading over to LA in Mexico and running the Nike After Tour over in both those countries. And ideally, my big goal, I guess, is trying to qualify for World Champs this year for the half marathon. So plenty of halves on the cards for me. And I'm like super stoked for it. I find the half marathon such a good distance because it's like long enough that it's like challenging to get through, but short enough that you can kind of keep the intensity in the race and keep the pace on. Whereas the marathon, you kind of have to be maybe slightly more tactical in terms of like being conservative in the race and running it really smartly. So I'm keen to like try and run a half marathon PB this year sometime amongst all of those races. But yeah, that's kind of like updates from my running side of things. What about you, Est?
Love it. I'm so excited for you. Yeah, I can only imagine what you'd run for a half after the types of trainings you've been doing. I just get really pumped when I see you running fast again because I know how much last year was a battle in terms of like your own health and like managing your family issues going on, as well as like trying to run FEMI. And we're going to fill you in on what's been going on at FEMI as well. Yeah, I'm just so excited to see you progress and run halves again and race. And yeah, it's been really inspiring seeing your training, especially with your group of queens in Noosa. I have for sure felt some pangs of like, damn, I miss like squad running. I miss, well, I just miss running in general. I'll give you an update on that soon. But like, yeah, it's been really cool to see your training sessions with those gals up in Noosa as well.
They're so amazing, honestly. I was so lucky to find such an amazing group of women up in Sunny Coast and to be able to train with them. And we all just like really push each other and support each other. And it's so nice to have women who have your back and celebrate your wins as well. And I just, yeah, I'm so grateful for them. We got through some pretty solid workouts together. And I am now living in Sydney, just FYI for those who don't know, I've moved to Sydney, which is really exciting, but I'm definitely going to miss the crew up on Sunny Coast for sure.
Cool, I love it. I can't wait. Can't wait to see you smashing it even more than you already are. I feel like for me with my running, yeah, it hasn't really been going anywhere, which is all good. I'm very okay with that now. If for anyone that doesn't know, I've been battling Achilles issues for like a while now, probably, a year or so. And it hasn't just been one, it's been both, which has been pretty rough. And so old me, when I was like 24, I had an Achilles issue and I just did like a bunch of calf raises, like heaps and heaps and heaps over 2 weeks, like heavy, heavy stuff. And it went away, And so I thought, well, I could do that now and it'll go away. But that's not the case when you've got another 8 years of life on your tendons and running a lot. Unfortunately, like even with all the rehab stuff I was doing, they weren't like fully healing. And then it just got to the point where I was like, every run I was in pain, and Liz saw me cry a few times. We were on some long runs together and I just pulled to the side being like, this just isn't fun, because I just like can't even push through my toes properly. And that's when it just came to a point where I was like, I just need to stop. So September last year I stopped running. So it has been however long that is, September, nearly 5 months of not really running. So that's been like, to be honest, all good. I feel like old me would have been absolutely devoured by this and like my whole life would be crumbling to bits. But I think I've come a long way in terms of like accepting that my body just needs time to heal, and when I'm ready, it will be ready again. And yeah, me running fast.
I was just going to say, you've done so well. Like, I think you should be so proud of yourself with the patience that you've had and the patience for your body. Like, it's just been so inspiring watching you handle it so well. And I know it's all going to pay off for you. You're doing all the things and it is going to pay off, and your body's going to be so much stronger, and your appreciation for running is going to be even more.
Yeah, I agree. And I think I talked to this lady when I lived in Tauranga. I live in Raglan now, or Whangaroa. And I talked to this lady when I lived in Tauranga who ran heaps and heaps of Ks when she was younger and ran through Achilles issues. And she's had like surgery after surgery, can't really run anymore. And I was just like, I don't want to do that to my body, to the point where that I like can't run. So that was like the decision made for me. Like, if I want to run long term and like enjoy running, I have to just like be patient now. And I'm the comeback queen. I feel like I've come back from so many injuries. And I do not take the foot off the pedal in terms of like keeping up training. Like when I've been on trips with lads in Australia, I'll get class pass, access to class pass, and just like get my butt into, you know, different spin classes or gyms and keep moving. So with my Achilles, it was pretty flared up. And so I fully stopped running. I've been working with Grace Coombs, who's the Femi physio expert. She's such an incredible expert, and she's like helped me so much to come through this injury. And also Georgia Harris from Tauranga, one of my friends, she's also helped a lot. And we did shockwave therapy, all of these things to sort of slowly come back into running. But I've been able to bike a lot. So I've got a mountain bike, and I've just been hammering the hills in Raglan, biking every day, strength training a lot, Pilates. I've been doing Forerunners Pilates with Alice, which has been really good. I feel like it's strengthened up some weak parts of my body that I didn't know were there, which is nice. And so, yeah, just putting my energy into other stuff. I was telling Lids as well, like, I feel like there's parts of my mobility and flexibility that are holding me back in running as well. Like I feel like an old lady sometimes. And so I've been using my time to make some good habits. So every morning I get up now and I roll out my feet and my calves, and then I do like mobility for like 25 minutes. And then every evening I stretch for like half an hour, and those have become like really good habits. So yeah, anyone listening that's injured, like there's things you can do. And my top tips would be like, keep your training structured, like keep a routine in place. I even have done stuff like continue to have a Femi program in the Femi app that's specific for running and just doing the sessions on the bike, because it still gives me the motivation and like accountability to like keep moving my body. But yeah, like it's been a battle. I also have realized that it's so not a cookie cutter recovery program in terms of like, you know, a tendon recovery, because I did a lot of heavy calf raises, all of that jazz, and it just wasn't getting better. And then Grace was like, let's just stop everything. And so I haven't done calf raises for 8 weeks, because she was like, my calves are strong. Like they're strong. It's something else here. Like it's potentially that they're just not recovering, and all that load, including calf raises, was continuing to make it angry. Yeah, I've had a couple of goes at returning to running and it's flared up, and then I've had to take another 2 weeks off. So that's happened a couple of times, but we're finally running 25 minutes straight. Yes, I ran 5K yesterday morning, and then, I know, I'm so happy. And then I woke up this morning and I was like, oh, this is the ultimate test. Is it going to hurt when I put my foot on the ground? And it didn't. And I could go full step through up onto my toes and it wasn't sore on both sides. So I was like, that is really good progress. So I get to do that again twice this week, 25 minutes, and then next week and over the next 4 weeks I'll build up to an hour. And then once I get to an hour, I want to start speed sessions. And you motivated me, Lids, to want to do speed sessions in Raglan. So anyone lives in Raglan, I'm going to be kicking off speed sessions once I'm able to do them on Tuesday mornings. And yeah, I just want to have a squad to train with and push me. So you inspired me to do that, because when I saw your stories, I was like, oh, that looks so cool. Jealous.
So cool.
Yeah.
It is the best thing, I think, when you can find people around your like local area to run with and like start building your own communities. So very excited for you. Yes, that's so cool. And like I said, just should be so proud of yourself for getting through this and like coming back. And I know that, you know, it might feel like a while off, but I know that you're going to come back and be racing again soon and like, be feeling so good and so strong and so proud of yourself. So it's epic. Nice work, Queen.
Thank you. I don't think I'll race this year. I'm not sure. Like I might just do some fun ones. I was thinking of doing like park runs and stuff, but I don't know. I want to feel like I've had good, consistent training for a while before I properly race. So yeah, nothing major on the cards for me. Just watching you and getting inspired by your racing.
Wow, I guess that's the beauty of running, right? You don't need to be like training for a race or racing to be able to get the benefits of running or even following a program. And I think that's what we love to see so much with the members of the Femi community and following focuses in the app. It's not always about like how fast you can run or entering a race or anything. It's like literally just getting a program that gives you guidance to get through each week of training and making sure you're doing things that make sense and like a really have purpose behind them. I think that's a big part of it. Running is just the best.
It is the best. It is the best. And you remind me that that's what I'm also the most excited about, is trying out our new specialized focuses. So I really want, I'll probably start with mellow moving for a little while because I feel like I need to work on my base. And I think also tempos, because there's a lot of tempo work in there, and tempos are a little bit less intense than doing like hill sprints or like really intense K reps, that sort of thing. So I feel like mellow moving is going to be a good start for me. And then I really want to do hill strong because I love hills and there's plenty of them in Raglan.
Very cool. Yeah. There are so many new focuses in the app. I did the fire up focus. I've just kicked off my half marathon focus, but before that I did the fire up focus, which was just giving you like intensity in terms of like spicy speed work alongside mileage. And it was really fun. It was cool. Nice to do something different without this like really solid, you have to get to the end of this program and do a race and see where you're at. You know, it's more just like lay some foundations through doing the variety in your training. And then when the half marathon program kicks off, it's going to be like way more specific. So yeah, I'm stoked. It's really cool. And we have launched the Femi membership for those who haven't seen. It is a membership in the app that gives you access to all of the specialized training alongside expert guidance through the Femi group chat, which is our blog website, which contains a whole bunch of education and information from our medical team. You also will get access to our merch store, which is TBC. So definitely stay tuned on that one. And yeah, it's just like the best, and we call it the ultimate running membership for women. It's a membership that doesn't exist anywhere else and allows you as a woman to get the best advice to build running into your life in a really sustainable way. We'll put all of the information for the membership in our show notes so you can check that out. But it's a huge step forward with Femi and what we're building at the moment and what we've been working on over the last 6 months. And what else has been updated in the app, Est?
Great question. Yeah, everything that you mentioned. And then, like I said before, those specialized focuses. So if you're training for a 5K or up to a marathon, we've improved like coach notes all the way through. So based on the session that you're doing, what your goal is, what you're trying to achieve out of the focus, you have a lot more education weaved throughout the training provided. Everything from, you know, how often to fuel if you're training for a marathon, or, you know, get some electrolytes in, or where to add hills in your workout to make sure you're feeling as strong as possible for race days, things like that. So a lot more education throughout the training itself. And then, like Lid said, just more access to our experts. I think we know how incredible these women are, and we want to make sure that everyone else in Femi has closer access to them and the ability to ask some questions through the Femi group chat or also hear from them. We've got an online expert session soon with Sarah, and that topic's going to be all about iron. Is that right, Liz?
Correct. Yep.
Cool. All about iron on the 30th of Jan.
30th, I think. Yes. Yeah. Yep. We will be sending out all the dates for the next expert session through our socials. Yes. And the other very exciting update is for our run community members, you now can find your local community in app, register for their community and join us on Friday morning. So if you haven't seen that, it's really cool now that we can actually get people beyond just our regular members to learn about where those communities are and register for them and find out who the run leaders are. It's just like a really nice way for everybody to get access to those communities, which, yeah, super exciting.
It is exciting. And a little sneak peek, that's phase one, and phase two is being worked on right now, which is all about connecting women in the Femi app. So that's as far as I'll go in terms of what's happening behind closed doors, but stay tuned for the updates around community because it's going to be awesome and I'm so excited.
Yes, I feel like this whole episode is just like a shameless plug about the app, but that really is what has been taking up most of our time over the last 6 months. We're here to talk about it, but we also have so many other interesting and exciting things to share with you all along the way. I think for Est and I, we just like want to keep the Femi pod a really like open and raw space to us, for us to have these conversations. And we definitely will be bringing guests back like we have done in the past and have some really interesting conversations with athletes and experts in the women's health and running space for sure. Yeah, we just want to kind of come here and have these discussions in a really raw, open format with you all. So you can definitely expect that. I I'm sure many of you have seen the amount of running podcasts that have come out in the last 6 months. And I remember seeing this really funny meme, and it was like talking about another white man in a podcast. I don't know if you've ever seen that, but it's pretty funny because there's a lot of white men that have podcasts. And then I was like, another runner in a podcast. And I was like, I don't want to be that person. We don't want to be those people. So we definitely want the FemiPod to go beyond just running chat. And that's what Femi is about. Running is our voice, and it's our tool to empower women. What we all get from running is so much more than just like one foot in front of the other or getting faster or hitting PBs. I'm sure everybody listening can agree that running has transformed your life in some way. And that's what we want to talk about, is kind of the onflow of what running can do for you versus just like, we're going to give you some stats and facts, which we've kind of done today. We definitely want to go beyond that. So we are not just another running podcast. Hopefully you can see that too, but we're
Yeah.
excited to keep going further.
We take into account all aspects of women's health and how that could impact potentially running. So there's definitely a lot of running in it, but it goes a lot deeper.
Yeah, awesome. Wow, thank you so much for tuning in today, but also B for being so patient with us. We promise it won't be another 6 months till our next episode. We do have a lot going on over the next few weeks, but we do plan on being back here each week to share with you what we've been up to and have some of those raw conversations.
Amazing. Thanks so much, everyone.
We're back, baby.